एवं निरुक्तं क्षिति शब्द वृत्तं असन्निधानात् परमानवो ये अविद्यया मनसा कल्पितास्ते येषां समूहेन कृतो विशेषः विशेषः. Please chant. Matajis. Evam niruktam chitishavna vrittam niruktam, falsely described, kshiti shabda of the word earth, vritam, the existence, asat, not real, nidhanat, from the dissolution, parama anavaha, atomic particles, ye, all of which, avidyaya, because of less intelligence, manasa, in the mind, kalpitaha, imagined, te, they, yesham, of which, samuhena, by the aggregate, kritaha, made, visheshaha, the particulars. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. One may say that varieties arise from the planet Earth itself. However, although the universe may temporarily appear to be the truth, it ultimately has no real existence. The Earth was originally created by a combination of atomic particles, but these particles are impermanent. Actually, the atom is not the cause of the universe, although some philosophers think so. It is not a fact that the varieties found in this material world simply result from atomic juxtaposition or combination. Purport. Those who follow the atomic theory think that the protons and electrons of atoms combine in such a way as to bring all material existence into being. However, the scientists failed to discover the cause of atomic existence itself. Under these circumstances, we cannot accept that the atom is the cause of the universe. Such theories are advanced by unintelligent people. According to real intelligence, the real cause of the cosmic manifestation is the Supreme Lord. Janma yasya yataha. He is the original cause of all creation. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 10.8, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam bhavartate. Krishna is the original cause. Sarva karana karanam. He is the cause of all causes. Krishna is the cause of atoms and the material energy. Bhumir apunalo vayu kamana buddha evata ahankara iti yame vina prakriti ashtada. Bhagavad Gita 7:4. The ultimate cause is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and only those in ignorance try to find out other causes by posing different theories. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjala Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Kali Yuga is the age in which atheism is the prevailing philosophy, and the highest institutions of knowledge are led by people who subscribe to the principles that Prabhupada says are for unintelligent people. The default mode of modern thinking is that matter is the cause of everything. And spirit is considered illusory or unnecessary. It's just an unnecessary complication. I was mentioning in the last class about Occam's razor. This is the guiding philosophy in modern science. It means that if you have several different theories that equally account for the facts, one should take the simplest theory. The idea is that matter is a very simple thing, whereas God is infinitely complex and unknowable, something outside of the range of human investigation. Actually, modern science began as an experiment to determine how much of the universe can be described without reference to God and the soul. This is the so-called Renaissance or Enlightenment. The Dark Ages are called dark because people were ignorant. But actually, if you analyze the prevailing philosophy in Europe, although it was deficient in many aspects, it had many noble or redeeming features. Namely, we are fallen souls, and we have to go back to Godhead. That was actually the philosophy. What was lacking was a process to detach us from the material energy, because the material energy is extremely powerful, and our anarthas are very intensely or deeply rooted. So to actually get free from material enjoyment is a vastly difficult enterprise for a conditioned soul. To actually get free from all material desires is a great endeavor. It requires a very systematic procedure. Just as all race cars have the same aerodynamic shape, or all aircraft have the same shape, because the functional constraints of the job are so severe that there's not much free play allowed. The job is extremely difficult, getting yourself actually detached from matter and attached to Krishna. And even among devotees, if we don't follow exactly the process given by the acharyas, then we get into difficulty. Prabhupada posed it this way, that spiritual life is like a razor's edge, and a little inattentiveness leads to bloodshed. That's how Prabhupada put it. So we have to follow very strictly, because if we deviate a little bit, then Maya captures us. She's always extremely attentive to capture the stragglers, to pick off the stragglers. That's her job, and she's expert at doing that job. So if we don't follow the sadhana program very strictly, if we miss Mangalartik regularly, we'll start to feel spiritually weak, or if we don't attend Tulsi Puja, if we don't chant 16 rounds, all of these things are actually required. And a lot more than that. That's just the basic. That's the beginning. Then the service attitude one must cultivate with great care and attention, because otherwise one will dry up, even if one is doing the full morning program. If one neglects to cultivate a strong service attitude, then one also dries up. So all of these things are required, actually, so that we can detach ourselves. And because in Europe they did not have a scientific understanding of how the soul should be detached from matter, so the European intellectuals, after a while, they concluded that Christianity was too fanatical, especially because they were putting people on the rack in the Spanish Inquisition. If you had slightly deviant views, you were thrown on the rack and straightened out a bit to straighten you out. They literally straightened people out in those days. Or they would burn witches at the stake. That was actually going on. So the European intellectuals said, this has to go. This worldview of Christianity is way too fanatical. If you don't believe in God, in Jesus, you go to hell forever, not just for a while. But the offense is so great that God doesn't want to have anything more to do with you ever again. So there, it's a very severely brutal and there's the mercy. Although officially advertised as a path of mercy, there was the mercy aspect was lacking. So the European intellectuals said, "Let's get rid of all this stuff. No more witches, ghosts, demons, and hobgoblins." Now all we have is atoms moving according to the laws of physics. So that's Newtonian mechanics, or Laplace, a French mathematician named Laplace. And Newton they developed, and Kepler, and Leibniz, they developed what's called calculus and Newtonian mechanics. Prior to that time, everyone was thinking that the moon was made of celestial matter. The moon and the other planets of the solar system and all the galaxies and stars were not made of earthly matter. Earthly matter was something fundamentally different. It was Newton who, by observing a falling apple, and then he looked at the moon and realized that, why isn't the moon falling? Because of the centripetal force. Its centripetal force was large enough to counteract the gravitational attraction, whereas an apple did not have that. So he began his Newtonian mechanics, which radically changed how Europeans viewed the world. Now there's just matter. Now they were beginning to develop some hope that all the witches, ghouls, demons, and hobgoblins could be thrown out along with the soul and God, and we just have a very simple picture. Atoms themselves moving under the laws of physics. In India, there's the atomistic theory of Kanada. Actually, all philosophies are perennial or already given. They're the six, the Shat Darshan, the six classic Vedic philosophies of India. Maybe they're not all Vedic, because some of them are atheistic, and Vedic knowledge should ultimately be theistic, but there are six main philosophies of ancient India. And there, if you look at modern science, it falls into one of these categories. So actually nothing new is ever invented. Simply the perennial philosophies are reintroduced into human society according to Krishna's scheduled program. And Krishna can be very tricky, actually, because Buddha comes and he says, don't worry about God, just forget about all that stuff. Don't worship God, just follow me and just develop ahimsa, just stop slaughtering animals, because the people were too fallen to accept any other kind of instruction. Although he's God himself, he said, don't worry about God or anything like that, that's out of the picture. Actually, he very much wanted people to become theistic, but they were not qualified, so it had to be a gradual process. And in the second canon of Bhagavatam, there's an interesting revelation given that Buddha may come in different forms in different Kali Yugas. In another Kali Yuga, Buddha is dressed attractively, he's not an ascetic, and he travels in spaceships